Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I'm going to do something that I don't normally do. I'm going to kind of wing this one. And I know I keep saying it. I've been wanting to get these audios. I want to get a flow. I want to get something moving. And Brother Jim's been helping me. And we've been coming up with ideas. So tonight, I'm just going to wing it. And praise God, I hope I get through and get to the point that I'm trying to get to you. So anyway, today, I want to talk about the power of a holy life lived for God. You know, we have cycles in this life. The sun comes up, it goes down. The moon comes up, it goes down. Spring, summer, fall, winter. I've talked about this before, how God has set cycles in motion. It's repetitive. It's kind of rhythmic. And it's good because God set it up. Now I want to talk about the average person's life, a godly woman's life. And I want to talk about the bare bones basics of it that could be used for pretty much any woman out there. Whether they've got children or no children, they stay home, they go to work, they have a husband, believer, non-believer, it doesn't matter. I'm going to do just the basic framework here of a woman, godly woman, waking up. And she gives praises and thanks to the Lord. She puts on her armor, Ephesians 6, and she's joyous and she's strengthened for the day. She has her breakfast, she cleans it up, she does some work, she has her lunch, she cleans it up, she does some work. Has her dinner, cleans it up, does some work, she goes to bed. And each day she does that, every single day, with all the other things that would be added in there. That's a general basic framework. Seems kind of mundane, seems to be the same thing. But throughout the whole day, she's obedient to the Lord, she's striving for Him, she's praising Him, reading the scriptures, learning them, going deeper. She might be ministering to sisters. She might have a ministry. Whatever it is that she's doing, she's glorifying God every day, no matter what it is she's doing. Now, I'm going to give you a contrast to that, and then you're going to see how this simple, godly woman's life can glorify God. So here's a worldly woman. I'm going to use me for an example. Me, as a worldly woman, waking up, and I have absolutely no hope, nothing. I keep thinking, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to come home, and I'm going to do this day after day after day, year after year, until the day I die, and then where am I going to go? Probably hell, because I know I'm sinful, but I don't know the truth. I don't know of any hope. So what do I have? I have what I'm clinging to on this earth. Anything that I have on me, my flesh, my life, my family, my curricular, extracurricular activities. So a worldly woman, such as myself, would get up and do my hair, put my makeup on, make sure my nails looked good, make sure my clothes looked good, get on the scale, measure myself, whatever it was I was doing in my vanity and pride, put on my perfume, get my bags, whatever, get in my car. Oh, I would eat some breakfast and then clean it up and put it away, and then I would go to work, and at lunchtime I would eat some lunch and put my stuff away and do some work. And then I'd get home and have some dinner and put my stuff away and do some work. And then at night, I would go to sleep. But in between that, I was cursing. I was a feminist. I had pride and vanity. I was a drunkard. I did some drugs, nothing hardcore, but drugs, prescription, whatever. Sins I don't even want to mention here. My life was just filled with sin. And on the weekend, it was from one party to the next. So I'm going to ask you, sister, something. When you look at that worldly carnal woman, and then you look at this godly woman, they both have the same cycle in life, generally. Just a simple, same thing between the two of them. Waking up, doing their thing, going to sleep. Waking up, doing their thing, going to sleep. Which one is glorifying God? The godly woman who thinks that, oh, my life isn't really much of anything. I'm doing the same things. How can this be a shining light? I want my light to be shining brighter. Now let's look from God's perspective. Here's our Father who doesn't miss a sparrow that falls. And He can see a godly woman's light shining, her obedience all day long. And then she does it again the next day. And she does it again the next day. And it's a consistent thing, and she's growing in it. Some days she's got more to give, and some days maybe not quite as much. But every single day is a continuous glorification of our Heavenly Father in His power of her transformed life. Is he seeing a light on that other woman? The worldly carnal one? He's not. So if you're wondering about your life, and it's nothing big and magnified, you know, like some people's are, whatever. Some people may have lots and lots and lots to do in ministry, and they got a lot of people to witness to, and Brother Jim and I are like that in ways. But that doesn't mean that our light is shining any brighter or any more consistent than another woman who is a Titus 2 at home, or the other godly woman who has to go to work, or the godly woman who has children who is buried in distractions but still glorifying God and pressing her way through, or the woman who has an unbelieving husband that gives her troubles but she's still pressing through, or she has a godly husband and their life is pretty calm. They all, if they're striving on, shine a consistent, glowing light of the Lord. And this is a beautiful thing because God has us all over the place. Our lights are shining wherever we are. Our lives are glorifying God, regardless of what we're doing, if we're doing it all joyfully as unto Him. So hopefully I've kind of portrayed that picture to you, the contrast on how a simple, holy life lived for the Lord is powerful, and it's a glorification of our Heavenly Father. So hopefully this has edified you, and until next time, have a joyous evening, and may God be praised.